The council has an annual backlog of £92 million of repair works that are needed to carry out on its roads. It has a budget of £6.1 million for its highway programme, but to maintain its roads in a steady state, one of £13 million would be needed. The budget includes £3.8 million of core maintenance funding, £676,890 in additional pothole funding, and £2.5 million from the Greater Manchester Combined Authority. But the amount of funding available in the UK to fix roads has halved in the previous decade. Normally, there is a backlog of £14 billion, a rise of 11% year on year, and Bolton's amount comes to £92 million. An officer from the council explained to a scrutiny committee that not all roads could be repaired, and the criteria deployed for ascertaining where to carry out the repair work. He said, "It is not possible for all our roads to be maintained in a good condition, but it is necessary for them to be satisfactory and safe. Therefore, it is important we undertake a risk-based approach to maintenance and that we use life cycle planning to manage our deteriorating network. Year on year, we estimate that the value of a highway's assets depreciates by £18 million. It is important to intervene at the correct time, and we do not always resurface roads. We also undertake preventative treatments to treat carriageway in the early stages of deterioration." Councillor Grant said the figures were staggering. The figure of £14 billion backlog, increasing 11% a year, is an astounding failure of the whole system. When you consider how much we are spending on HS2 to shave off 10 minutes of a trip to London, I can only hope that possibly the incoming government at some point will look to address this. He said there were smaller roads and paths in Bolton that had not been repaired properly since the 1970s, and it was just a continuous patch-up job. The officer said pothole funding would be ring-fenced for the unclassified networks, but conceded it was a small allocation.